This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating in a review talking about how handsome I am. One last thing before I get to the murder of yet another person on the right in this country by vile street communists, and before I get to all the Fed stuff. The Nantucket book thing. So, you know, my old man's a harder individual. I call my old man from up there and he tells me, he's like, what, are you hanging around with a bunch of rich people this weekend? And I said, no, Dad, I'm writing a book and we're finishing up the book and stuff like that. So what, do you think you're walking around Nantucket like you're Ernest Hemingway? Because let me tell you something, you're no Ernest Hemingway. Thanks, Dad. Appreciate it. By the way, Dad, book's going to be great. Could you maybe buy a copy? It's going to be great. All right, let's focus on the crap. We'll get back to some more fun stuff. Let's focus on the crap. The Fed. The Fed hiked rates today 0.75. Now, look, people use headlines like this all the time, like everybody's some Wall Street stockbroker. Fed hikes rates another 75 BPS, sends hawkish higher for longer signal with dot plot. What does that mean? What does any of that mean? Here's what it means. And we'll get to the murder of yet another person on the right here in a moment. Here's what it means. What it means is, as expected, the Federal Reserve, they're trying to cause a recession. And I'm not ripping on them. Hear me out here. The Federal Reserve is trying to cause a recession. Why are they doing that? Why would you try to cause a recession? That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all, especially after old Papa Joe told us it's fine.
The annual inflation rate came in at 8.3%. The stock market nosedived. People are shocked by their grocery bills. What can you do better and faster?
Well, first of all, let's put this in perspective. Inflation rate month to month was just an inch, hardly at all.
You're not arguing that 8.3 is good news.
No, I'm not saying it is good news, but it was 8.2 or 8.2 before. I mean, it's not, I can make it sound like all of a sudden, my God, it went to 8.2%.
It's the highest inflation rate, Mr. President, in 40 years.
I got that. But guess what we are? We're in a position where for the last several months, it hasn't spiked. It has just barely, it's been basically even.
Yeah. I mean, Helen Keller was less tone deaf than this president. People out there are getting smashed at the grocery store. That's where I hear it so much from people. Because already, like, extra expenses are not things people are doing right now. They're not remodeling the house. They're not getting a new car. That's stuff people have already given up. But you got to eat. Everyone's got to eat. So they're already giving that up. They're already getting smashed at the grocery store. When you're president of the United States of America, it's probably for the best if you don't sit down and tell them it's not even that bad. Oh, gosh. It's just because, look, it's because your psychology.
Your approval rating in the country is well below 50%. And I wonder why you think that is.
This is a really difficult time. We're at an inflection point in the history of this country. We're going to make decisions, and we're making decisions now, that are going to determine what we're going to look like the next 10 years from now. I think you'd agree that the impact on the psyche of the American people as a consequence of the pandemic is profound.
Yeah, it's just you nutball. Everyone breezed past something he said there. I'm going to come back to that in a minute, but I want to finish this Fed rate hike thing. They're trying to cause a recession on purpose. Why would you ever do that? Well, never mind. We're already in a recession. They're trying to make sure it's a deep, dark one. Why would you do that? I've explained this before. I'm going to explain it again. It's just important that you carry the message and explain to your friends and family. Don't worry. Take all credit for yourself. Don't give me any credit. Life is about stealing the work of other people and taking credit. Yeah, it is, Chris. It's about stealing other people's work. When you print $6 trillion in 2 years because, like a dummy, you shut down your economy over a virus, you're not going to have inflation. You're going to have out-of-control inflation. That they're raising interest rates this high, it should tell you one thing and one thing only. They're petrified of how bad inflation is going to be. Petrified. They're not a little worried. They're not nervous. The value of your dollar, the value of my dollar, they are scared to death about what's about to happen to it. The only way to solve that, or to, I shouldn't even say solve it, to try to ease the pain, the only way to ease the pain is to drive up interest rates and basically grind the economy to a halt on purpose. I know that's weird and that's economist talk, but it is true. You must raise interest rates to stop inflation. That they raised interest rates this high and they already signaled today that more is coming, it tells you this inflation stuff is very, very real. I'm going to move off this because it's really, really dark and really depressing, but do understand, please do understand this. It's going to get bad. You think it's bad now, and it is. I'm not dismissing that. I'm not dismissing your groceries bill. I'm not dismissing your energy costs. I'm not. You're in the beginning, not the end. We're not just about to turn it around. I got this email. Jesse, why don't you call it Biden inflation or Bidenflation? One, because that's really, really lame and not very creative. And two, Joe Biden didn't print $6 trillion. Oh, I'm sorry. Does that make you uncomfortable? Have I ever come on this show and said Joe Biden is solely responsible for inflation? No, of course he made everything worse. There's no question about that. You have out of control inflation and high interest rates for one overarching reason and one overarching reason only. And I've got news for you. It wasn't the Inflation Reduction Act or any of the other crap you want to blame for it. Do you want to know why you have high inflation? Because the country got a virus, a brand new virus, and for some reason, and no one will ever be able to explain to me why this is a thing, they decided the solution for the virus was to look at their economy, pick up the remote control, and press pause on it. You don't stop a $20 trillion economy ever. Never, ever, 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 ever do you point at your economy and make it stop moving. Now, there are obviously going to be things that will interrupt it. If the virus turns out to be the Black Plague, there's no question that'll hurt it. If there's a war, if there's all kinds of things that can hurt your economy. But when you personally stop it, well, you get what you get. Don't throw a fit. 15 days to slow the spread? You thought the solution for a virus was to shut down America for 2 weeks? And one, you thought it was going to stop there. And two, you thought that was going to be anything but disastrous? This is what you get. Why don't you call it Bidenflation? Because it ain't all Biden's fault. That's why I don't call it Bidenflation. That's an absolute cop-out, and it's pom-pom waving, and I despise it. I won't do it. Now, I want to go back to something Joe Biden said. He's sitting down with a 60 Minutes interview. And we should probably listen very closely because this administration, the communists who run the country now, they say things like this often and we kind of breeze past them and we're not listening to what they're saying. We're making fun of jokes. You can't think or can't talk. Listen, I want you to listen. Before I give it away, I want you to listen. Can you hear it? Do you hear what he says when he's asked about this?
Your approval rating in the country is well below 50%. And I wonder why you think that is.
This is a really difficult time. We're at an inflection point in the history of this country. We're going to make decisions, and we're making decisions now that are going to determine what we're going to look like the next 10 years from now.
Did you hear what he said? Did you pick up on it? If you didn't, I will explain in just a moment. Now, one thing I do know is the corporations who are joining with these people in their quest to do what they're trying to do to America, they're not getting any more of my money. I understand that I will probably need medications at some point in my life, and whenever that's true, I'll go get them. I'm going to avoid Big Pharma and the myocarditis factory for as long as I live, for as much as humanly possible. Why do you think I take a male vitality stack from Chalk every single day? It's more than just it's much more than just a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. It's all the vitamins and things like that I need. It's making me stronger, better focus, better sleep. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack. I'm denying Big Pharma my money by making sure I never have to walk into my doctor's office and need a prescription for this or a prescription for that. Plus, the guys at Chalk, hardcore anti-communists. Go to CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off the entire store. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Go get a male vitality stack, female vitality stack. Get better, bigger, stronger, faster. Actually, that sounded like a football coach. Anyway, go get some Chalk. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to get to this North Dakota teen killed by another street communist in this country and why it happened. It's exactly what I've been predicting for a very long time, why it happened. But before I get to any of that, I want to get to this. Joe Biden said something very revealing in that 60 Minutes interview. Everyone's focusing on, well, a lot of people focused on this answer when he's asked about his age and then can't keep a thought together.
You are the oldest president ever.
Pretty good shape, huh?
Which leads to my next question. Some people ask whether you are fit for the job. And when you hear that, I wonder what you think.
Watch me. I mean, honest to God, that's all I think. Watch me. If you think I don't have the energy level or the mental acuity, then you know, that's one thing. It's another thing of just watching and, you know, keep my schedule. Do what I'm doing. I think that, you know, I don't, when I sit down with our NATO allies and keep them together, I don't have them saying, wait a minute, how old are you? What did they say?
Okay, so he's asked about his mental acuity and loses his train of thought about 95 times. I'm not going to play it all for you. That's not what you need to take from that interview. I'm going to play it again one more time. Joe Biden, he's asked point blank, hey, Joe, the country hates you. Your disapproval rating is through the roof. The country's not at all happy with the things you're doing. You hear his answer?
Your approval rating in the country is well below 50%. And I wonder why you think that is.
This is a really difficult time. We're at an inflection point in the history of this country. We're going to make decisions, and we're making decisions now that are going to determine what we're going to look like the next 10 years from now.
You hear his answer? Hey, Joe. People are really unhappy. Their lives are being crushed. Can't afford anything. They're really disappointed in you. What do you have to say about that? What'd Joe Biden have to say? Hey, we're changing the country, man. We're going a different direction. We're
changing people's lives.
No, but all seriousness, that's what he said. Look, he's not dissuaded by the fact that you're broke, poor, miserable, and unhappy with him. He's not dissuaded by that at all. Like all the other communists in his administration, he's on a mission to bring this country to its knees. And whether or not you're happy with that is not something he's going to concern himself with. He's certainly not going to pause and change his agenda in any way. It's full speed ahead. These people don't back off. They don't slow down. They're not worried about that at all. They're worried about smashing you into a million pieces. That's what they're worried about. We do have to play this. Shout out to CNN's Don Lemon. Don Lemon better thank the Lord on high that he's black, or he would have been fired from CNN a long time ago. You know how they fired Brian? What, Chris? It's true. What? I'm sorry. I'm offensive. It's true. They fired Brian Stelter because Brian Stelter was boring and uninteresting. Don Lemon is way more boring and way dumber than Stelter, and that's saying something. And yet they just demoted him. They demoted him from the evening spot to the morning because he's an idiot.
And then you have those who are asking for reparations for colonialism, and they're wondering, you know, $100 billion, $24 billion. Some people want to be paid back, and members of the public are wondering, why are we suffering when you are, you know, you have all of this vast wealth? Those are legitimate concerns.
Well, I think you're right about reparations in terms of if people want it, though, what they need to do is you always need to go back to the beginning of a supply chain. Where was the beginning of the supply chain? That was in Africa. And when that crossed the entire world, when slavery was taking place, which was the first nation in the world that abolished slavery? The first nation in the world to abolish it. It was started by William Wilberforce, was the British. In Great Britain, they abolished slavery. 2,000 naval men died on the high seas trying to stop slavery. Why? Because the African kings were rounding up their own people. They had them on cages waiting in the beaches. No one was running into Africa to get them. And I think you're totally right. If reparations need to be paid, we need to go right back to the beginning of that supply chain and say, who was rounding up their own people and having them handcuffed in cages? Absolutely. That's where they should start. And maybe, I don't know, the descendants of those families where they died at in the high seas trying to stop the slavery, that those families should receive something too, I think, at the same time.
It's an interesting discussion, Hillary. Thank you very much.
You know, I mean, I don't know what this is like, but have you ever had a conversation with somebody who's way smarter than you? In all seriousness, obviously I do know. You ever have a conversation with somebody who's simply infinitely more intelligent than you are? I've had these a lot. Really, it happens to me every day. You know what I do? You know what I do when I get in one of those? I shut up. I don't say anything. What's that old saying? Better to have your mouth shut and be thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. That's Don Lemon's problem. He has a television show, which he obviously shouldn't have. He has to go out there and display his stupidity every single day. Like I said, it's a good thing he's black and gay, or he would have been fired a while ago. Jesse, I could not wait to email you. My son is a senior at high school in a suburb just 12 miles from Boston. Shout out to the great WRKO, by the way. The varsity football game was last night under the lights. My son's on the team. The students have a theme night every home game. To my surprise, last night was American Pride Night. Jesse, I was stunned to see about 400 kids dressed in red, white, and blue. Some with American flags filled the bleachers. I'm a 52-year-old retired deputy sheriff who, like you, was concerned about our nation. To see these kids brought me to tears. At halftime, a shirtless teenager whose body was painted red, white, and blue carrying a huge flag ran up and down the field. The kids began chanting, USA, USA, all is not lost. Please share this with all your patriotic friends. Thank you for all you do. I thought I should share that with you because I'll tell you what, it inspired me and it reminded me there are so many pockets of good in this country still. And as we're about to talk something ugly. We're about to talk about this North Dakota teen and a bunch of other stuff out there that's ugly. Remember, always remember, there are tens of millions of Americans who think just like you. You don't know it because every part of the system, from the movies to the news to everything else, every part of the system tells you you're a violent domestic terrorist and you're some vile little minority who should shut up. No, you have so many people who think like you think. I've seen this before. I've seen this with young people at church camps and football games and stuff like that. Take heart, all right? All right, we got to have a tough talk about being sandwiched, which I've warned you about. Now, what's the result of being sandwiched? Well, someone in North Dakota found out. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Only halfway through the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, and don't worry, there's no more travel. All right? Not this week, anyway. There's no more travel. I'll be right back here tomorrow and the next day. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I got a kick out of this one. Handsome Shogun, I know you don't pick the commercials on the podcast download, but I live in Michigan, Upper Michigan, and I'm getting commercials in Spanish today. Somebody must think the Oracle can habla, and his audience can too. Says his name is Dave. Chris, don't shake your head. Everyone knows my audience.
Buenas tardes.
They know how to buenas tardes their way. They know it's muy bueno. It's very bueno, actually, I would say. I mean, and it's salsa verde. It's buenas tardes. It is funny, though. People will tell me, and then now everyone's cool about this to me. People will laugh about some of the advertisements they put in on the show. Because remember this. Remember, there are advertisements that are mine that belong to the show. Like when I sit down, like right now, Pure Talk. Pure Talk's incredible. I have complete control over the advertisements where you hear my voice. If it's my voice, I have not only, it's more than approved it. Me, Chris, Michael, we dig into these companies and we make sure that these are companies with our values. So when I tell you switch to Pure Talk, I'm not just doing a bit. Switch to freaking Pure Talk. We've looked into it. And obviously, as you know, American-based customer service, they'll cut your bill in half. I mean, you're mad about insurance. They cut my bill in half. Average family saves over $900 a year. Stop paying Verizon for your cell coverage or AT&T or T-Mobile. Switch to Pure Talk. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and you will deal with an American, someone who actually speaks English. And look, it's a patriotic company. Their CEO is a veteran. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Now, people who listen, they understand. It's funny how much you get it. It's amazing how little I have to offer an explanation to people. If you hear my voice and I'm saying it, that's me. All right, Chris, me, Michael, we've looked into this. Seal of approval happened during the show the other day. Somebody asked, hey, these people want to advertise with the show. Sent it right to Chris and Michael. I said, start digging. Are these our people or are they not our people? If you don't, if it's not my voice, I'm not bad-mouthing them. It's just, remember, I work for Premier. You know, it's an iHeart company. They have ad space too, where they run whatever it is they run. And I have no control, nor do I want any control over all that. They're the bosses. They're going to run whatever they run there. It is funny, though, sometimes I get these ones about how all the commercials are in Spanish or something like that. It makes me laugh something fierce. All right, forget it. Let's talk about something ugly, because actually I have breaking news on it. I want to rewind to something I said, what was this, 2 weeks ago, Chris, a couple weeks ago? This is a little long. This is a clip of me from a couple weeks ago, but you remember when I told you this?
We've talked before about how we're sandwiched. What I mean by this is this. You currently, as a normal American, you are sandwiched. You have all the leaders at the top, everyone in your government, FBI, IRS, they're all up here on top. If you go to blue areas like Washington, D.C., they own all the judges, too. They own all the cops. It's just they're all here on top. They believe you're an enemy of the state. They hate you. So what do? They go out and put out messages all the time about how you're a fascist. You're a semi-fascist. You're a threat to democracy. You will end America. But why do that? Because not only do they own the top, they own the bottom. You're here in the middle, the normal American. Job, wife, husband, kids, normal life. They own the bottom. the disgusting, despicable dregs of society. Drug addicts, violent criminals, people with nothing to live for, people with violent tendencies, the Antifas, the climate change nutters, the Black Lives Matter people, all these, they own the bottom. And so when you get up there as president of the United States of America and you say, he's a fascist, he's evil, he's a threat to America, what you're doing is you're sending the bat signal up into the sky to the dregs of society that it's open season on you. And you need to make sure you're ready to protect yourself. If you don't believe me, I want you to go look up the articles that list all the acts of violence, assault, and murder that took place against Trump supporters for 4 years. It took place just because of this.
That was me a couple weeks ago. I'm just, before I get to the story, I want to once again, I'm going to play you a little montage, just about 15 seconds long. And I want you to understand as I play this for you, the communists aren't like you. You're dealing with a human being who is lacking humanity. Remember, it doesn't matter what your religious beliefs are. You had better acknowledge his religious beliefs. He is an anti-human. He does not believe human beings, you. He doesn't believe you're some unique God-created life. That's not how the communist views the world. In fact, most of the time he views you as being a burden on the world. So you're already dealing with a deranged nutball with no value in human life, and you're dealing with somebody who's more of a robot than a person. He thinks about things the way he's told to think about things. So when people talk like this, he listens and he believes.
We must do everything in our power to end hate-fueled domestic terrorism.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Now we have what we call domestic violent extremism or domestic terrorism.
North Dakota man kills teen with a vehicle after a political dispute, claims the victim was a Republican extremist. Shannon Brandt, 41, killed 18-year-old Kaylor Ellingson early Sunday in McHenry, North Dakota, with an SUV in an alley. Apparently, this kid called his mother before the crash, asking if she knew this guy Brandt. Apparently, they had some kind of verbal dispute. Mother never gets to talk to her son again because this guy Brandt took his SUV and mowed him down, and now at the age of 18, he's gone because he thought this kid was a Republican extremist. You are dealing with anti-humans. You are sandwiched. There's actually a word for it. It's called stochastic terrorism. You can look it up in the dictionary. Stochastic terrorism. Stochastic with a C-H, by the way. I'll give you the exact dictionary definition here in a second. Stochastic terrorism. What is it? The exact definition has been morphed over time, so on and so forth, but the public demonization of a person or group resulting in the incitement of a violent act, which is statistically probable, but whose specifics cannot be predicted. Meaning when you stand up in front of people, they're extremists, they're terrorists, they're ending democracy, they're ending the republic. These are extremists. They're going to end it all. These people are violent. The vile, low-life scum at the bottom, they don't hear that and hear a political speech. They hear that and they hear marching orders. And when you're dealing with anti-humans who don't place any value on human life anyway, because that's what communists are, it's just simply nothing for them to get in the SUV and mow down an 18-year-old kid. After all, Joe Biden told me he was an extremist. Joe Biden told me he's a threat to democracy. I mean, I'm practically a hero, right? I stopped somebody who was threatening our democracy? Should be noted, here's a little update. I'm not even going to do the journalist Jesse thing just because this whole story is so sickening. Shannon Brandt is already out of jail. $50,000 bond. already out of jail. Immediately out of jail, walking the streets free. And of course he is. I mean, he killed a white Republican. You can do whatever you want to white Republicans in this country now. After all, they're domestic terrorists. They're the enemies of the state. I mean, what can't you do to these people?
We must do everything in our power to end hate-fueled domestic terrorism.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Now we have what we call domestic violent extremism or domestic terrorism.
But there's another explanation, too. Why are these people so violent all the time? I'll tell you in just a moment.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly. See,
my life is not complete. I'll never see you smile. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, I told you I was back. Don't worry, I'm right here. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Okay, so you know about this communist murdering this 18-year-old kid in North Dakota. You know communists are demonic anti-humans that don't value human life. But there's another part of this we don't think about. Because it's easy for you and me to sit down every day and we discuss these communists and we discuss how deadly they are. But why are they so comfortable with violence and horrible things? You see it all the time. I've told you my story before. The first thing they'll do if they get in a heated dispute, what's his address? Hey, does anyone have his address? It's like second nature to them. Hey, should we hurt him? Maybe we should murder him. Or hey, let's at least threaten to murder him, right, guys? Should we threaten to murder him? It's just how they think. It's what goes through their head. Why are they that way? Well, it's actually beyond being an anti-human demon. It's beyond that. Remember this. Let's do a little history here. Well, no, a little ugly history here. Pause on this for a moment. What do you know about guerrilla warfare? Guerrilla warfare. What do you know? What is a gorilla? Anyway, not the big ape type. What is a gorilla? A gorilla, it's a rebel. They're not the force that's in power. They're a smaller rebel force trying to take power. That's a rough explanation. I didn't look it up in the dictionary, but look, when you go to community college, Chris, you don't have to look things up. That's what a gorilla is. Now, what are gorillas like? What do they fight like? Do gorillas fight clean? Or do they fight dirty? The Viet Cong. You know all about the Viet Cong, or at least you know a bit about the Viet Cong. Remember, that wasn't the North Vietnamese army. That was the South Vietnamese communist guerrilla force. They were the enemy from within for our guys who were fighting in Vietnam. Why would you make a pit with sticks in it and smear poop on the sticks so guys who fall into it will not only be gouged, they'll get terrible infections, maybe even lose their legs? Why would you do that? Why would you take a glass jar, pack it full of explosives, and put it at eye level on a trail so if someone trips it, if an American troop drips it, it will explode, probably won't kill him, but will almost undoubtedly blind him as his eyes will be full of glass shreds. Why would they fight like that? Are they demons? Are they evil? Well, yeah, they were that too, but they were a guerrilla force. A guerrilla force, because they're not as powerful, because they're not the ones in power, they're not rolling out there with tanks and planes and artillery, because they have less available to them, they fight dirtier. They don't obey any rules because they can't afford to obey any rules. They don't have the manpower. They don't have the ammo. They don't have what it needs. They don't have what the big American army has. So they fight dirty. I pointed out the Viet Cong, but that would apply to any guerrilla group out there. They fight dirty. How does that explain the vile communist scum still murdering people in America today? We always have to go back to their origins. Remember, the communists did not begin in power. We're in trouble in America because he has all the power now, has the entire administrative state and everything else. But the communists' origins were guerrilla origins. The communists in Russia, they were the insurgency. They were taking on the czars. The czars had been in power in Russia for 300 years, and now there's this low band of communists. They couldn't afford to have rules of any kind. So while you would have rules, or maybe the czars would have rules, the communists would bomb a car that would have a guy they wanted to kill in it, and maybe some women and children. And they would do it without hesitation, because as the guy who's out of power, he couldn't afford to have any rules. He would simply lose if he had rules. Well, eventually they gained the power, but they never lost that part of themselves. There were never any rules. It's why they murder so many people in this country. It's why Donald Trump's going to be arrested. People keep convincing themselves that they're going to stop. Oh, it looks bad. Oh, that would be a bridge too far. Jesse, they're going to take this too far. You're not dealing with you. You're dealing with people who have an entirely different value system you wouldn't recognize at all. Not in a million years would you ever get in your SUV over a political argument and mow somebody down. That would never occur to you, by the grace of God. Don't ever do that. To them, to these people, it takes that much to push them into that. Violence, it's simply second nature to them. Oh, you said something I don't like? What's his address? I've had letters to my home mailed to me before. Handwritten, not just typed. I've had handwritten letters mailed to my home before discussing the desire not just to kill me, not just to kill the wife. They wanted to take my sons and put their hands in a blender and turn it on. That's specific, right? You would never write a letter like that. Don't ever write a letter like that. But you must understand, and you can be horrified by that. And I get that. It's okay, right? It's okay. Don't worry. But you'd be horrified by that. But you better understand that's what you're dealing with. Vile, horrifying violence like that. It's just simply how they do politics. For them, it's nothing. And again, because they're anti-humans, because your life is not significant. No human life is significant. After all, we're all just, you know, evolution or whatever idiotic stuff these guys believe. Your life means nothing. Of course, killing you would mean nothing. What's the big deal? It's all for the cause, right? Remember that. All right. We're going to move off this. I'm going to tear through some emails because I've been gone. Then we'll get to, oh gosh, looks like the NFL invited some parasites into its guts. That's glorious. Oh, I'll get to that next hour, Chris. Before I get to that, woke up this morning, rolled over, did the same thing you do, picked up my phone, looked to see if anything burned down overnight or something. And then I had a notification from the weather app. I open up the weather app and there's a big exclamation point on it informing me the air down here is so full of allergens, they're advising people to stay inside. Wrap your mind around that. I didn't even feel them. Why didn't I feel them? Because I have an Eden Pure thunderstorm that sits right by my bed. When I get up in the morning and I go get a cup of coffee and I sit in my living room, there's an Eden Pure thunderstorm too. My sons have an Eden Pure thunderstorm by their beds because it cleans the air. It doesn't cover something up. It is a constant cleaning of the air. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse3, and that gets you $200 off a 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse and the number 3. Get these things. You will thank me. Everyone else does. Go now.
This is an iHeart podcast.